It's 87 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Tennessee's Department of Transportation expects a $400 million budget gap during the next fiscal year and even greater deficits to come. That's because the gas tax revenues that help fund road construction and maintenance have flattened and aren't keeping up with inflation. The Tennessee Lookout reports the state's new toll lane project isn't expected to make up for the funding shortfall. TDOT's head of major projects, Brian Ledford, says toll lanes may help with urban congestion, but are, quote, not a silver bullet and not a replacement for sustainable transportation funding. Tennessee is one of just a few states that doesn't borrow money to build roads and bridges. Over the next 30 years, Tennessee is expected to have tens of billions of dollars in transportation infrastructure needs. A draft report from the Tennessee Advisory Council on Intergovernmental Relations suggests different combinations of revenue sources that could help the state keep up with those needs. More than 50,000 children in Middle Tennessee get free books each year thanks to Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Books are sent directly to their homes every month until their fifth birthday. Terry Thomas started the Read to Rise program at Nashville Public Library to improve early literacy. She always asks parents if they've signed up their kids to get Imagination Library books. Thomas says children sometimes struggle with having to return books to the library, but Imagination Library books are theirs to keep.
This can be very difficult for little ones who have fallen in love with a particular book. So when Imagination Library books arrive at their home with their name on it, and they get to keep them forever and ever, that is truly a special gift.
Thomas joined Mayor Freddie O'Connell and other city leaders at the Nashville Library Friday morning to reflect on Parton's legacy of improving childhood literacy. O'Connell says they are planning to expand a program that places little free libraries filled with Imagination Library books and early child care centers throughout the city. He also officially proclaimed September as Imagination Library Month in Nashville. The late singer launched the Imagination Library in 1995 for young children in Sevier County, where she grew up. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.